She was kind of elderly, so it felt like it took her a long time to reach the front. When she did, she carefully folded her money, put it into the box, scanned the congregation, found me, and said, "My grandson brought a friend with him from Denver. His name is Alistair, and he is from the Eastern Shawnee tribe, but he's a very nice person. Alistair, I would like you to come up here and sing us a special." I immediately began making shy "no" gestures and grinning, kind of the way my dog does when he's eaten another sofa cushion. But there was an old man behind me patting me on the back, saying, "Go on up there and sing, son. I can tell by looking at you that you're a singer." That was the moment I realized how true the old adage is that looks can be deceiving. But my friend had grabbed me by the arm and was guiding me over his knees in the narrow pew. He said, "Grandma's going to be so happy." And the next thing I knew, I was out in the center aisle, and it almost felt like there was some invisible force propelling me toward the front of the church. It could have been God. And I was hoping that if it was God, when I reached the microphone, God would choose that moment to work a super big miracle and make it so that I could sing and that I knew any hymns at all. I reached the microphone. I waited. It didn't seem like any big miracles were imminent, but I told myself it was going to be okay. I did have some stage and singing experience. It was back in the 90s when I lived in San Francisco, and I was in a goth band called the Flesh Orchids.